Let's pray. May I speak now in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was just wondering if any of the children or younger people might want to come and sit on the front row. Scary thing, because I might need a bit of help later. But don't have to if you don't want to. You want to come? Oh, excellent. Thank you. Lovely. We've got to sit on the front row. Oh, we sit where you like, sit where you like. It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's good. Good, good. I'm going to need your help. So here we go. Well, Jesus talking about going to Jerusalem. Has anybody here been to Jerusalem? Has anybody been to Jerusalem? Yeah. Oh, good. That's excellent. It's a recurring theme in Luke. He keeps coming back to it, like a theme in a piece of music that returns. And when you follow through Luke, it's 13 times. I'm going to put my neck out and say 13 times Jesus mentions about going to Jerusalem. I won't be here next week, so if I've got it wrong, 13 times. I've written them down, we can check it, 13 times. It's a theme that Jesus comes back to. I think there's a certain practicality in it, because Jesus is coming from up north, and he's going to Jerusalem, to the centre of the Jewish world, to where things happen in the life of Israel. But he's also, in a sense, going back to the future. That's a good title, isn't it? It could be a film. That could be an excellent title for a film, Back to the Future. Someone ought to do it. He's going to Jerusalem, to David's city, to Zion. But he's going to the place where the prophets have been killed and persecuted, where God's word has been denied, where that prophetic word, the word that speaks into the times, that uncomfortable word of God is denied, the prophets rejected and killed. And Jesus is following God's plan. The passion story is not just about being things that are accidental or random. It's about what God intends. And then Jesus is determined and prepared to go. Nothing stops him. He isn't distracted by the things that happen to him on the way to Jerusalem. He's determined and prepared to go. He's ready to go. So, let me introduce you to my readiness rucksack. Can anybody tell me what it says on there? You can't read my writing, can you? Direct to Jerusalem, direct. So here is my readiness rucksack with some things that are going to help us get through Lent towards Easter. Let's see what we've got here first of all. Oh, let's have a look. Oh dear, that shouldn't have really been in there, sorry. It strayed. Let's have a look, see what we've got. Okay. What do you think this might be? Have a look. You can see. Open it up and have a look. Have a look for me. What is it? Ah, it's a bread roll. That should have been a marmalade sandwich. But I thought if I bring marmalade into our beautifully clean church, Reverend Ruth will be very angry. I might not get invited back. So we need food for the journey, don't we? We need food for the journey. And if you go on a long journey, food is very important. Not too much, not too little, but just enough to sustain. Because that's important. And when we journey through Lent, God feeds us and nourishes us and helps us. So we'll put that one down. And what have we got here? Ooh. What's this? Water, yes. We need water, don't we, for a journey. Because without water, we will soon die. Water is more important than food. But water is very heavy on a journey. It's the heaviest thing you'll carry, almost. But we need it. So we've got to be prepared to take the weight of the journey, the weight of the rucksack. And that's what Jesus took. He took up his cross. He took up the cross. He took up the things he needed to take from God, the things he needed to take from the world, and he carried them for us. The weight of the cross, the weight of the journey. Let's see what else is in here. Ooh, let's have a look. Now, couldn't find my head torch, but I found this. What's this? Light, yes. When we journey through Lent, we need light, don't we? We need God's light to shine into those dark places, to shine into those places in us and in the world that are dark. And light is quite uncomfortable, isn't it? When we were cleaning the church yesterday, the sun came out. And we noticed where the dust was. We had to work a bit harder. We'd done it in the dark, we'd have been all right. But it's no accident that we journey into the light, don't we, during Lent. Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, now, what have we got? Ah, now this. Book. This is a guide, but it's also a map. And when we journey through Lent, we need a guide. And the Bible is a guide to us. It's a map. But it also tells us what the journey is like. Because the Bible is full of things that people have written about God and thought about God, about their journeys with God. It's not just a map, but it's a guide. It tells us what we will see and what we will expect and the difficulties and the dangers, but also the joys and the triumphs. So the Bible for us is a guide. It helps us journey, gives us direction. And sometimes we do need direction. Not something I use, if I can find it. Let's see if it's here. I might not have put it in. Yeah. Oh, let's have a look. We'll go on to something else. Okay. What's this one? Magnifying glass. What do you use a magnifying glass for?
To look closely at things.
Look closely at things, yes. Very useful, isn't it? To see things right up close. During Lent, we need to see things very closely sometimes, examine things very closely, spend time with things and look closely with scripture. Just taking a little bit of scripture or one prayer, spending time, being deliberate, being intentional. And the magnifying glass helps us to get up close. And the opposite of a magnifying glass is, of course, these. Hope I put them in. Here they are, yes. Does anybody know what these are? Binoculars. And what do? These things far away. Yeah, they bring things close to us. If you're journeying and you see something in the distance, if you see, say, Ely Cathedral in the distance, that's your point of where you want to get to, your destination. But it's good to see that point. And God helps us during Lent to see where we're going, to see clearly the hope that we have, our destination. God gives us that perspective, helps us to see things closely and in detail, and helps us to see the destination and the big picture. Thank you. Oh. What else have we got in here? Ah, we haven't got it in there, we got it in here. Keep going. Ah. Now, what is this? These two. It's a little book with a little pencil, the smallest pencil I could find, the lightest pencil. Good on a journey to stop and make a note to stop and think. And during Lent, it encourages us to stop and think every day, to note down the things that we are seeing and feeling and God's showing us. Just to record those things. We're nearly there. Let's have a look. Oh, this is what I was looking for in the first thing. Does anybody know what this is? It's a compass. Does anybody know how to use a compass? Thank you. Could you come and talk to me afterwards? Because I don't. I'm absolutely terrible. But a compass is really good if you know how to use it. Takes time and trouble, but it's not easy to use it. But it tells us where north is. And even in the dark, it guides us. It shows us the way. And that's what God does. He gives us a direction. And Jesus gives us that direction, doesn't he? He is the true north. He's gone where we must go. He goes ahead of us. He is the pioneer. Right, we've got one last thing, I think. What is this? Ah, what would it be if there, it hasn't got anything in it, it's just empty. It's a first aid kit, isn't it? First aid kit. Now, you need a first aid kit when you're walking, because something might happen to you. Usually you get a blister. Something happens to you, your feet get sore. A first aid kit will fix you up, get you to where you're going. And that's what happens to us during Lent, doesn't it? We are on a journey. We might be struggling. We might be in difficulties. But a word from someone else, a word from God, can help us, can guide us. A word spoken to us can be what we need to hear. First aid. And I think we can all be first aiders to one another, can't we? We can get people through to the end of the day. We can help them and guide them. So there we are. That's my readiness rucksack. Thank you for the help. Thank you. Let's give me a big round of applause. Really well done. Thank you. If you want to go back now, that's lovely. Thank you. Finally, when we're on a journey, sometimes we can get angry or frustrated, can't we? We can get annoyed. We can allow what's happening to us to influence us and change us. But it's interesting that Jesus goes to Jerusalem knowing that he will die there, knowing that he will have a difficult time that will lead to his death. But he's not angry or vengeful towards Jerusalem. Rather, he speaks gentle, maternal words. He weeps over Jerusalem. He longs for Jerusalem to come and know God better. And he looks forward to renewal, to a transformation. That is the end of his journey, isn't it? That journey towards Jerusalem, towards that Easter day, and the transforming love of God. Jesus' journey is not easy to Jerusalem. Our journeys of faith, our journeys through Lent are not easy. But God equips us, makes us ready to meet him on Easter Day in the power and the triumph of the resurrection. Amen.